All right, everybody, welcome to Sales Pitch. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming to my show. Thank you for following me, and I appreciate all new followers. And if there's a like button on this video, I don't know if there is, but like this, follow me. That would be the best way, or like my video. So now, can you believe one thing? Do you know what my grocery bill was? That's the biggest question. That's the biggest question everybody's asking. Do you know what my grocery bill was? So we're going to get into the government saying, oh, the inflation's only 8%. That's a lie. It's way over that. Cost of eggs, guys. I'm going over these numbers with you right now. Okay? Before I get into grandma can't live and adjust her bills because she's in a cost of living situation herself, and she heard the old folks' homes, your grandparents that are in, if they're in there, they're having a hard time buying food. Eggs are up 40%, guys, from last year. Margarine, butter, 40% from last year. Okay, butter as a whole, across the board in every state, is up 24, almost 25%. I'm going to say 25%. Flour, prepared flour and mixes, up 25%. Well, that's digested right now. Fats and oils, okay, 21%. So what's on your grocery bill? Now they're saying, what else has gone way up? Well, we're going to get into all those. Here's one. One of the best ones here, and I'm really shocked that it's frozen vegetables are up 50%. That's what they're saying. Food prices are rising at the highest rate they ever have in decades. So food inflation, frozen vegetables. Okay, here it is. Frozen vegetables are up now another 18.9%. Okay, since a few months ago. Some of us do, some of us don't, like the cookies. Go down, Oreo cookies. They're up 16% since beginning of the year 2023. They're already up another 16%. Why is food inflation hitting us so high? Well, we're going to get into that right now. This might be boring to you guys, but please stay with me. Give me the benefit of the doubt. You guys need to know what you're spending your money on, okay? And the cost of living isn't always true. If you guys know how to shop and use coupons, I think you'd be better off. Coupons, remember the day you used to go to the grocery store with your grandma and she'd bring out a coupon book? Well, you can do the same thing on your cell phone. Get the coupon cell phone app or whatever. I know they're out there. It's there. So I tried it out, the coupons, coupon.com or whatever. So I went shopping, and you can apply them right there before you check out. So you apply them as you're shopping. Does it take more time? Yeah, it does. But you know what? Hey, I'm just taking my time shopping because I have to. You got to know what you're spending your money on. U.S. inflation and food rose for the most price of 2023. It's bad. The United States Department of Agriculture have been showing which products have been the worst hit by the rise in prices. Okay, so we're going to go over that. The highest levels of inflation was in June of 2022, they say. That's not true, because they didn't have all the true numbers out like they do now. It was 9.1%, and now right now they're saying it's way over that for 2023. They're saying it's up already 24% from last year. So actually, here's the actual number. Cereal and bread, which is what most people need, went up 25%. So what's the actual percent rate overall from last month, month to month overall for so far from 2023 since January? 4.9% average inflation rate. Cost only plays a part of the data. Well, here's the thing, guys. The cost of living on every domestic item has gone up, okay? But here's the thing. We're going to get into what's going on with the China's inflation, okay? So that's an important role here. When inflation reached its peak in 2022, which is not true at all, things were up only a fraction if they were back in 2022. They're even more now, even though inflation's coming down. It's the cost of transportation has gone up. Okay? That's driving the cost up of groceries, okay? Gasoline up. Okay. Fuel's up. The cost to transport things is up. Okay? It is. Even boxes, the stuff goes in. Cardboard boxes went way up in price. So that's why you're not seeing as many things being ordered. I mean, beef, veal, and pork also rose considerably. Okay? Beef? What? Chicken? Look, chicken is really expensive. Now, there has been a decrease since March and April, including on like oranges and sausages. Citrus, bacon related products are down, and whole milk is actually down. But a lot of us don't, I don't eat those things. I mean, I eat oranges, I eat apples. Those things are actually, apples are coming down. But a lot of the things have gone up. What's driving the higher costs? What's driving lower inflation is the higher gas prices and gasoline prices of used cars, gas utilities, medical care, new cars. Okay, so what's driving that decline? Well, it hasn't. That's a lie. This lady is completely wrong. The change June and the change since June from 2022 to now, that's what their model's based off of. A bunch of bull crap. Transportation is up 12%, guys. Buying a car from last year to this year is up 22%. Your electric bill is up 13.7%. None of these numbers have gone down. In April of this year, they're saying it's actually a lot of these costs have gone up quite a bit. Medical care has gone down a little bit because COVID, the numbers of COVID incidences and hospitalizations have gone considerably down since that had peaked. So, yeah, medical went way up, and the government was paying for that. So, now, domestic apparels. We're overspending on junk. So, please follow my channel here and just stay with me here for a minute. People are more worried about spending money on a computer and a new cell phone or iPhone, whatever phone that you want, name brand phone after last year's model, because Planned Adolescent is making you keep buying these phones, even though they have tripled in price since 2022. I bought a phone for $200, okay? So my other phone, I dropped it, I broke it, and it had insurance on it, and it covered 50% of it. Even at 50% of the cost, guys, it went up $100 on my phone. So quit buying junk, okay? Buy the cheapest phone on the market, and don't worry about that, what that iPhone's going to do for you, because those iPhones are junk. I'm going to be to tell you that Apple is making junk right now, okay? All the software and all the updates, they make your phone not operate properly. Android does it too. Android's doing the same stuff, and it really is making people crazy. It's Planned Adolescent with the updates. Your electric bill. Let me tell you how to save on your electric bill. You got a lot of stuff plugged into the wall, like your computer's charging all the time or whatever. Your cell phone charger's plugged in. If your stuff's plugged into the wall, it's actually using more energy being plugged in, not being plugged into the source it's supposed to charge. It uses the same amount of energy. So unplug it because the juice is going through that wire. Microwaves are a good one for that. OK, Okay, unplug your microwave. Unplug your here. I'm telling you appliances to unplug to save on your electric bill. Turn the lights off. A lot of kids got kids. They like to leave lights on. Okay, get in practice with them turning the lights off. Say, hey guy, or hey daughter or son, can you please turn the light off? And show them that it needs to go off. And you can even get a lock on that light. Okay, and you can get smart bulbs. Smart bulbs are, I put them in my house, and if I leave them on, they'll go off. It's on a time limit. Here's another thing people leave on in their houses. Computer monitor. I'm going through the list here. Your computer monitor. If it's on all the time and you don't shut it off, that thing is using a lot of energy. Even the flat screens, I'm talking about the flat screens. Flat screens cost more to run than the old tube TVs by 14%. More. So it's a lie that flat screens and these LEDs are actually costing less. That's not true. Actually, they cost more because they don't hold the energy. Now, the old TVs, TV tubes, well, that's why they're called TV tubes, because they held energy and a lot of it. Those things could kill you if you touch the back of them. I'm just saying. So turn off your TV monitor or the computer monitor. Turn off your TV at night. If your phone's got a charge, that's one thing. But try to charge your things during the day, because actually, it costs more to charge things at night when everybody's trying to sleep. Turn lights off. Just go through your house. Unplug things that you don't need to use. Maybe old transistor radio that you like to turn on during the day. Unplug it. Just unplug things you don't need to be plugged in. If you're not using it, unplug it. They do make things called smart plugs. So just check into those. You can order them. You can go to a hardware store. They got them there. Well, prices continue to fall. This is what the question I get. Right now, everything is increasing, but it is on a slow decline. The primary base price that is gouging us right now is a profit inflation for all companies. They know that they are holding back items on purpose and some things that cost more. So they're just not delivering them to us. Things that got a long shelf life that I wouldn't eat and I don't eat anymore. Lunch meat. There you go. I wouldn't touch lunch meat. That stuff's dangerous. They're actually considered lunch meat worse than cigarettes now. So I'm not touching lunch meat. Sorry, you can look. That's up to you to figure out how you want to spend your money on that stuff. But now China. China reports double-digit plunge in July exports in the second quarter of imports, missing expectations. That's because America is not spending on junk. That's what I just got done saying. Our spending habits are done. We don't need... We are downsizing everything right now because of the cost of everything keep going up. So, China said Tuesday, exports fell by 14.5% in July from the year ago, while imports dropped 12.4% in the U.S. term. So, that's worse than the analysts had expected. Yeah, because... When things go up 300% and we're not going to spend the extra money on the extra cost for these imports, when it's costing double or triple just to get a TV controller or a pack of t-shirts or underwear, we're going to start finding this stuff. We're going to stop buying this stuff. And that's what's going on. Officials measured manufacturing activity, posted fourth straight month of contract losses in July. So now the contracts are going void. Guys, the contracts are not being lifted. That means there's no new contracts on stuff being made over in China. And that is way down. It's because it's too expensive to build stuff over in China now because of the import and export taxes. And just fuel and these containers, just the containers alone went up over 50%. Yeah, the containers, all the transportation, anything with transportation and storage has went up. Fuel's gone up. So to get this stuff over here, it's costing like 4 or 5 times as much. So, okay, let's just say, okay, iPad. Oh, that just came over. They used to be like, what, $400? Now those are $700, $800. Come on. The domestic products that we buy, computers and stuff, have tripled in price. Here's one. Microwaves. They're way up. Refrigerators. They're way up. A lot of refrigerators come from over there still. So, what are we going to do with the prices of everything? And plus, right now, they're in a drought, and apparently the virus is coming back. Now, AMD considered making specific AI chips for China to comply with export control. There you go. AMD is now going the other way. That's what I'm saying. China needs more stuff from us than we need from them right now. So, nothing's good. Nothing's good coming out of China. It's junk, okay? The stuff at the dollar store, that's the kind of stuff that is losing import and exports because it costs too much. Why do you think the Dollar Tree is now the $1.25 store, not the dollar store anymore? Because those costs are going on to the consumer. And pretty soon, they're already going to combine the Dollar Tree and Family Dollar to a Dollar Tree Plus and have mixed prices in there like Dollar Deals does. Dollar Deals is a dollar store here in Michigan. It's a mixed. It's mixed, kind of like, I'll just to give you guys a dollar store that I really like, is the five dollar store. I forgot the name of it. It's five and something. I forgot what it's called, but that store has got a mix of dollar goods and like up to five and below. That's what it is. Five and below. B business to business, B&B. They got a mix of dollar goods and low quality but good stuff, you know, coming from China. But that is changing. These stores are gonna have a hard time keeping their doors open when stuff keeps going inflation and the stuff of coming from China keep going up. So that's it, guys. So now let's get into inflation being extremely difficult for retirees, like your grandma. While Social Security benefits are adjusted for inflation, there is a lag for the adjustments for the cost of living. And none of that has kicked in. So they got slow growth and fast-paced overpriced item from this last 2-3 years. Consumer price index for urban wage earners and clerical workers or CPIW workers, Social Security administrators, use the CPI to calculate the annual COLA adjustment. Older generations reduced their spending more during the pandemic compared to other generations. They're spending too much. Yes. See, look, like me, my generation. When things start getting out of hand, too expensive, I'm just not buying that anymore, okay? I'm not buying it. I just stopped buying those items. I'm not buying computer parts. I'm not buying mouses and all that, computers, TVs. I already have enough expenses. Just my cell phone. They say your cell phone bill won't ever go up with T-Mobile. But then again, that's all lies. Something's got to change. Now, if you want a good phone company that I'm getting ready to switch to is Mint Mobile, but AT&T bought them, as far as I know. So I don't know how long that's going to last. It's because older generations, like my generation, my parents are gone, but they were the baby boomer generation, okay? And they have all the money. and they also know how to spend money. They know how to save money, and they don't spend money they don't need to spend it on until they retire. Then they go down, take $2 million on a house in Florida, which can't do anymore because the price of Florida is too expensive now. So a lot of retirees that did move to Florida are now moving out of Florida. So what is the true cost of everything? Well, the true cost of everything that went up totally, I mean, from every item in America with inflation, with everything, you're probably looking at 110%, 110% over inflation costs, which that is what they're trying to calm down. The government is trying to windle that down because we're like in a, almost in hyperinflation. So 44% of the first quarter, up 35% in the third quarter. Ongoing surveys from senior citizens groups find respondents carrying credit card debt for more than 90 days is not good. And those numbers went up to 44%. 35% in the third quarter of 2022. And it has not changed. In the second quarter of right now, 2023, that debt still remains at 35%. Highest credit card debt in history. That is before even in 2008, people had high. Look, it's Social Security is not doing good. And then we got elderlies that can't pay their credit cards off. Okay, so and 2024 could even be worse with that those numbers. Based off current projections, we aren't likely to see an adjustment go lower for the elderly of about 8%. So right now, we're still at a high. But we could see 2% come off the table real soon. Ooh. Wow. We might see 2% less before the end of the year with a minus of inflation of 2%. From its high. That's not saving you and me in the economy any money. This year is screwed. Last year was just starting to come up, and it's starting to come down. But the truth is, as soon as they say, okay, we're going to drop interest rates, inflation's under control, so we're going to drop interest rates, so you guys can keep purchasing houses. Well, and then. Then the jobs come back because jobs are slowing. When the jobs start coming back, oh well, everything's adjusted for the inflation now for 8% on domestic goods, and then 25% on your credit cards. So who's really winning here? Nobody. Nobody's really winning the inflation battle when a house 2 years ago was in my area for a small house in Lansing, Michigan was 40,000 average. And now it's 100,000 or somewhere in the 144,000. Cause it's not a desired city. It's a smaller city. It's not really desired, but it's Michigan State. Michigan State is here, you know, the green. Ann Arbor is a really expensive city. It's a suburb of Detroit. We are not, we're out more of the middle of the state in the west, and it's not a very desired city, but the cost of living here is low. Taxes are relatively low. I mean, the city's a little higher, but not bad. So overall, Lansing, my city, does pretty good in Michigan. So if you guys are looking for a state to come and retire in and want low taxes, low cost of living, consider Michigan. And consider Lansing, Michigan, while these prices last, because they're starting to go up like every other city. People are coming out here investing money and redoing these houses, or even new neighborhoods going up. So if you really want a good place to retire, states like Florida are too expensive. They really are. Oh, well, they don't have sales tax. They don't have income tax there. That's great. If you're working and don't have state income tax, but taxes and everything else is up, When you go buy a gallon of milk, it's like $7, $8. You go get gas, it's $4. I mean, come on, Florida ain't, come on. It's because it's got, there's a hidden tax in something everywhere. I don't care what they say. Oh, come here, there's no sales tax. Yeah, back in the day, back in the 60s and 70s, Florida was good. But in the 80s, it was still okay. But then you got in the 90s, Florida really started growing quick. And now, right up to right now, when the draw has dropped on Florida, everybody's getting the hell out of there because it's like California. It's too expensive to live there. And nobody wants to live in a state where hurricane insurance is going to just kill everybody because it's now going to cost you $10,000 a year to insure your house or your trailer. And HOA reserves got to go up to handle all that. Well, there's ways to get out of all that, too. I'm not getting to get into all that. But all right, guys, thank you so much. Have a great day. Don't forget to follow my show.